I'll be nearby if I need you, monsieur.
I wish to know the reason for the delay off Elba.
I'm unaware of the reason, monsieur. I only followed the last instructions of Captain Leclerc, who, when dying, gave me a packet for the Maréchal Bertrand.
How is the Emperor?
Very well, as far as I could see. He came into the Maréchal's room while I was there.
Did you speak to him?
It was he who spoke to me, monsieur. He asked me some questions about the ship, about the time of her departure for Marseille, the route she'd followed and the cargo she carried. But I told him I was only the mate and that the ship belonged to the firm of Morel and such. Aha, said he, I know the firm. The Morels have all been shipowners for generations. And there was a Morel who served in the same regiment with me when I was garrisoned at Valence.
It was Policar Morel, my uncle, who afterwards became a captain.
You must tell my uncle that the Emperor still remembers him,
and yes, you will see tears of joy in the old soldier's eyes. Well, well, you were quite right in putting in at the Isle of Elba and carrying out Captain Leclerc's instructions. Though, if it were known that you delivered a packet to the Maréchal and talked with the Emperor, you might get into trouble.
How so? I don't even know what the packet contained, and the Emperor merely made such inquiries as he would of any newcomer. Excuse me, monsieur. I must go and attend to the medical and customs officers.
Ah. Kindly ask Monsieur Danglars to step in for a moment.
Yes, monsieur.
I am impressed by Monsieur Edmond Bonnet. I think he is a man of trust. Complete trust, I believe.
Has given you good reasons for dropping anchor off Porto Ferraio?
Most satisfactory ones, dear Monsieur Danglars.
So much the better, for it is never pleasant to see a comrade neglect his duty.
Dante certainly did his, and there's nothing more to be said on the matter. It was Captain Leclerc who ordered him to call at Elba.
Talking of Captain Leclerc, hasn't Dante's given you a letter from him?
No. Was there one for me?
I think that in addition to the packet, Captain Leclerc gave him a letter.
What packet do you mean, Danglars?
The one Dantès delivered at Porto Ferraio.
How do you know he had a packet for Porto Ferraio?
I was passing the captain's door, which was ajar, and saw him give Dantès the packet and the letter.
He has not mentioned the letter to me, but if he has one, I have no doubt he will give it to me.
Then, Monsieur Morel, pray don't mention it to Dantès. Perhaps I am mistaken.
Mercedes, Easter is nearly round again, and it is just the right time for a wedding. Give me an answer.
I have answered you 100 times. I have never encouraged you in your hopes, Fernand.
Is this your final answer?
I love Edmond Dantès.
Will you always love him?
As long as I live.
But if he were dead?
If he were dead, I too should die.
But if he forgot you?
Mercedes! Mercedes!
Here, Edmond. Here, Edmond. Here I am.
I beg your pardon. I did not perceive that there were three of us here. Who is this gentleman?
He will be your best friend, Dantès. For he is my friend. He is my cousin, Fernand. Don't you recognize him?
Oh, so it is. I'm delighted, monsieur.
I must take my leave, monsieur. Mercedes.
Am I his enemy then, Mercedes?
My dearest. Never mind, Fernand. My fairy dearest.
Mercedes.